interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
I don't remember exactly, right, John. You have skydived, right?
Yes.
Okay, but no bungee jumping?
No.
Okay, I don't know if this guy from Hong Kong is going to be doing any bungee jumping either after his near-death experience. Sure, it's supposed to be terrifying when you jump off a 10-story podium with a cord strapped to your feet, but this guy was in Thailand, and the story out of Hong Kong CNN, he was on vacation at a resort in Thailand when his bungee cord snapped. The tourist said his name is Mike. He wanted to avoid any online harassment, so he avoided his last name, but they have some video and things. He took a swan dive off the 10-story podium at Pattaya in January, and the jump was made over a bottle of body of water, and the bungee rope snapped milliseconds before he neared the bottom of the jump and slammed him into the water. He said, I landed on my left side, so the injuries were more serious there. It was as if someone beat me up real bad. I was covered in bruises. His friends all witnessed the whole thing. They had put him up to it. He had eventually gone to the park to go to the firing range, but his friends dared him to do the bungee jumping thing, so he said, I got on it. It was really high, so I closed my eyes. I planned to open my eyes again when I bounced back up, but realized the cord had snapped, and I opened my eyes right as I hit the water. He managed to resurface and swim despite his feet being tied together with the lower half of the snapped bungee cord. He says if a person didn't know how to swim, they'd be in big trouble. The park refunded the cost of his jump and paid for an X-ray and ultrasound scans in Thailand. The founder of the park said after the cord was broken, our staff got him out of the water immediately and asked him if he was okay. And then took him to the hospital. He says, our staff explained if any mishap happens or accident takes place, our company will compensate medical bills, and the client can't. The client can't demand compensation for other expenses. The park would be. They say the park would be willing to pay for any further medical expenses if receipts were provided.
Well, woo! That's not how that would work in the United States. That guy would own the park.
Pretty much.
He would own the land. He would have it all.
10-story.
All right, this is a train delay story for a kind of an unusual reason. The trains were delayed in the Netherlands the other day because of badgers. Badgers were burrowing underneath the train tracks. So all of the trains came to a stop last Tuesday afternoon, and there was a line between a couple of towns that was, they say it's going to be out of service for at least a week because the badgers are protected. So you can't just go run them out of there. Rail operators are seeking permission to move them and then begin repairs. They must have done some, they like to dig into the sides of the dikes that carry the train track, so they did some damage there as well. But first things first, they have to get permission to remove the badgers before they can do any of the repair work that's there.
Are they like endangered too? Probably.
No, they're protected.
Okay.
So maybe not a lot of badgers in the Netherlands. So the people who rely on this train, and you know how train services in other parts of the world, I mean, that's how people get around.
Yeah.
Between these two towns, it shut down for at least a week.
And we'll finish in Fresno with a 38-year-old guy that had himself quite a month. His name is Keith Chastain, and he just got arrested for the 10th time in 1 month. This past Tuesday was number 10. Police got a call about a man driving a stolen truck. They went out and they caught up with Keith. But they said he told police he was on his way to the police station because he had to pick up some of his personal property from when he was arrested before. They said arrested before, and they decided to scroll through his little prior history, his arrest history. They said he had his 10th arrest in the matter of a month, and picking up his stuff at the police station was like going to the dry cleaners for this dude. He said Keith got his 10th arrest It was the 31st day since his initial arrest, so he did it all in a month. He's facing 18 felonies, 15 misdemeanors, and an array of charges, they say, that go from stealing 6 vehicles, a DUI, vandalism, fraud, possession of a controlled substance, and more.
Well, maybe he can get it all done, like, in one court appearance. You know, since you could, it's all in the same period of time. That's how you get it done.
10 arrests for 18 felonies and 15 misdemeanors. Mm.